Okay, Murder Smoke Podcast, welcome back. This is part two of two. This is a re-recording. I'm just going to redo episode because I want to add some things that I may have forgot. And I noticed my audio was a little messed up, so hopefully my audio is, if I ever get the in and out audio, please, man, DM me and let me know. Sometimes, I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my voice. And, I record and I let it go. I want to get it out there, to you guys. But yeah, man. So back to the, the Swale thing with Quavo. First off, what I wanted to clear up, I wanted to make people aware that I'm not saying that women should take cheating. I ain't saying that at all. What I'm saying is that sometimes females decide, that being ratchet is like, they always want to make it seem like being ratchet is the best thing for everything. But that's not, like, being ratchet is not cool. You know what I'm saying? A lot of females, they be on that ratchet bullshit, and they be too far with it. Like, there's a video on YouTube, not on YouTube, but basically, there was a video where, I want to say it might have been around Christmas, and, it was, she had red on, and Quavo had red on. He was in the back, and Quavo was in the back, and then she had said something like. Yeah, like if you're wasting your time if your nigga ain't buying you Birkins, and if he ain't buying you Birkins and spending money with you, send his ass back to the streets or something. Quavo was just behind her, shrugging his shoulders, and if you ask me, he wasn't listening to that bullshit. Trust me, he did. That's why he just shrugged his shoulders. Like, he's smoking that weed, she rapping, running her mouth. Like I was trying to say, like, that don't always equal a win when you acting like that. Like, females be acting like that all the time, and they think that shit cool. It's cool on IG. It's cool on IG, and it's cool, for the shave room type, little conversations and shit like that, and a little conversation, Swale, she don't play that, it's cool, that shit like that is cool, but that shit get annoying. Don't no real nigga want to really hear that. Most of the times, like I said, like my boy El Conseco said, like, you for real, you playing with a nigga for real. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you for real, you playing with a nigga. Like, when you saying shit like that, that's disrespectful as fuck. Like, that's just like if it was a male, but I was to say, like, yeah, man, ain't no bitch coming over here unless she motherfucking sucking on the first night. You know what I'm saying? So what you assume, if you in a relationship, then you are insinuating that, oh yeah, shawty right here, she's sucking on the first night. That's me disrespecting her. That's the same thing with that. Like, making it seem like that's goals, or that's like the way life is. Now, at first, I was like, everybody was, you know, at the memes. They like, oh, Quavo, the first nigga to get mad at a girl for catching him cheating and woo-woo and all that kind of shit. You know, and that's funny and all. But you got to read in context to also what he said in that message. You are not the girl I thought you were. That's long term. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, when you a lot, I'm gonna be dead honest. Like I said, I've never been rich or, you know, had a super high demand of females. The most females that I had, like, you know, at a time where I probably could have had every one of them that was on my plate was maybe like four. So, you know, Quavo probably has 50, you know what I'm saying, that he can do what he want with, low maintenance, bad as shit. You know, some of these supermodel bitches don't even be the baddest bitch. I know plenty of pretty ass, bad ass bitches that's, they nothing fucking, they work with me at work and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fat as shit, pretty as shit, or that I've have worked with, beautiful body, like ain't like. And I be some of them, I be telling them, the ones that's of age, I tell them, I be like, man, I'm telling you right now, like what you got right here, bitches is paying a hefty price to look, to have like the titties and ass that you got. You know what I'm saying? So be blessed. You know what I'm saying? Be blessed. And like, you know, and you, and a lot of times you can find, you know, way better females that's low key. You know, and that's why I always kept to the Ari situation with G Herbo. You see who G Herbo actually ended up moving with, like who he ended up staying with, the one that's Fabulous's wife, daughter, or whatever, because she was way more chill and calmer. But as you can see, it almost like been some little allegations with their relationship, you know what I'm saying? Because Instagram and the old girl, now she turning up. Like, I guarantee you, when she was that girl that bought G Herbo and that chain and made him cry, she was an entirely different female. She was an entirely different female when she bought him that, you know, that car and made him cry. I can promise you that. You know what I'm saying? And that to where she at now, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee, you know, she's pregnant now, she's about to have a kid, you know what I'm saying? So I can guarantee you her ratchetness is going up and up. Not saying, because, you know, she used to money, you know what I'm saying? She Fabulous's kid, she's living from Fabulous, so she used to having money and shit, you know what I'm saying? Fabulous been with his wife for a minute, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, money ain't nothing that she used to, but I can guarantee you this glamour, like, is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and still to a certain extent, because, you know, I don't know what, you know, what she did on the stage with Fab. So, you know, I can't really speak, you know, can't really speak to that. But like I said, you know, you could just tell, like, remember with G Herbo and Ari, it would be like, you would see videos of them in the car talking, and next thing you know, she just haul off and smack the shit out the G Herbo, and you be like, "What the fuck?" Like, you know, and like I said, some of that shit was funny and shit, you know. But and as G Herbo, the person, like, are you really enjoying that shit? You see what I'm saying? After a while, that shit get old, like, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, especially with the females, because they think that being ratchet is cute. They think that people are appreciating them being ratchet. And you see on your Facebook, you have 35-year-old, 40-year-old women bragging about being a headache. Bitch, if you don't do what the fuck is right now, like, you know what I'm saying? The fuck, like, you is not a fucking kid, you're not a teenager no more, you know what I'm saying? And just like me, I was talking to a 40-year-old, 20-year-old, you know, there's no need for me to talk to a 40-year-old that acts like a fucking 20-year-old. You might as well stay by my motherfucking self, you know what I'm saying? It makes no sense at all. So, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, nobody wants to be that chill, relaxed female, because I guess they feel like those females get cheated on, so you better step up and be actual bold. But like I said, at the end of the day, depending on the masculinity of the guy, like, you know, and I don't mean like physically like beat you up or something. I mean like as in like, is he a getting money type guy? Is he a, you know, is he a my money first type guy? Like, is, you know, it depends on the mindset of the person. That shit gets annoying. I'm pretty sure it gets annoying to everybody. But then, I mean, I'm pretty sure it gets annoying all the time. But to a certain kind of guy, that's going to get annoying really, really early. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, nobody wants to you know, nobody wants to be easygoing. It's like sometimes I even think people are forced into like making situations rougher just because they feel like they'd be too easy to be, you know, too boring, maybe even for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, I still, in my mind, what I felt on the first podcast is I feel like, they just was like he said in the message, you are not the girl that I thought you were. It's like, she was supposed to have been, like, Quavo is huge. Quavo KB just ducked off with no regular little nothing, bro. Not saying that she's nothing, but you all right, Offset. Offset got Cardi B. Now, so they wanted Shawty to become like a Cardi B. But her music career is already like, because I don't even know any of her fucking songs. I was looking maybe a month or two ago when I found out that she did music, and I seen a whole bunch of videos with people that I should have known and been like, oh, okay. And like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I didn't have one song that I felt like this young crank, like, not none of her songs that I feel like that with, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, her music career is nothing. This is Quavo we talking about, arguably, like, motherfucking, the Beyonce of the group, you know what I'm saying? So he has to be with a top quality broad, not just some ratchet bitch that look good and talk a rack of shit on Instagram and got gold teeth and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, that's not what this is. So, and like I said, once a guy starts to feel a certain way about a female, like I said, a nigga can cheat and all kind of stuff regularly and still love the shit out you and have no feeling for her. You know what I'm saying? But once it start getting sloppy and you catch up, it's because a nigga don't care no more. Because if he care about you enough, you'll never find out about the cheating. Unless it's just like where the bra's just going crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You heard what she was saying in the situation. Like it's been going on for so long. I've been emotionally checked out. That's because he's been emotionally checked out. That's why you just stand around trying to collect Birkins and bags. That's why, prime example, if he was so wrong, he wouldn't have took that car back. That's why he sent the repo man to her house the next day. You know why? Because he been checked out and he been knew that she checked out. So we just like, hey, we just gonna keep fucking and look like a cute couple together. You want to keep playing this game? He said it. He also said that too. I know you want to make this into a show. Ooh, some people were saying about her comments on, but you never know. The comments that she said on that show with them dudes that they keep playing, where she was talking about a threesome and some dude put a whole bunch of money in her account that she was able to buy a whole bunch of properties, like, fucking thought, bitch. You just letting us know right there you ain't shit. Like, you ain't nothing. Like, you just getting money for, cause a nigga got a hoe, cause you fucking with some brand. Cause whoever the nigga was, he couldn't have been no vicious ass somebody where you saying that wouldn't be like embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Like, Quavo wouldn't want to be the nigga that you talking about right there saying that, he was so sorry. He wanted this pussy so bad. He sent me like $50 million or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't, that dude, whoever that dude is, he probably feel corny as shit after he seen that show. how them dudes was like, oh shit, like what? He did what? What did you do? Like they was, you know what I'm saying? So like that shit ain't, and then the whole time the shit that she was saying, it just was like disrespect. Like I said, bitches be wanting to make a splash the wrong fucking way. You want to make a splash through motherfucking Instagram, nigga. Make a splash with your music and shit. Now you want everywhere on the headlines. It's, oh, his girl is, Quavo's girl is Quavo's girl basically a hoe. And woo, and you know what I'm saying? And she all about money. So, yeah, so we already know Quavo the same way. You know what I'm saying? He paying for, man, no. That man don't want to go through that. You stupid even thinking. Like I said, you had some fat dude or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we might be like, well, whatever, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? But a nigga, you're not about to make no nigga like that look like Quavo and his stature, like his money, and nigga bought you a Bentley, bitch. A 2021 Bentley. Much. Now, saying like all of this shit, we catch late. You checked out when you got a Bentley on Christmas. Maybe lying. Emotionally checked out. He been doing your ass dirty, and you been sitting around trying to ride it around for the gifts. I ain't gonna lie, I think that shit happened to me before. Like, I kind of realized, like, our last Christmas together was like, I'm here to get the gifts. Here's what I got you. Bye. You know what I'm saying? Crying a Bentley, or you want crying a Honda Civic? You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, I don't know, but I'm just saying, like ladies, man, when you want to be that ratchet female that's like bitches be like what's her name, Young Miami, like she makes it look so good to be needy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm needy, I'm hungry right now, I'm the side piece, but I'm calling her right now because I'm hungry. Like that shit don't, like, you see where you at? Where you see where she's at from saying that? Side piece. You're the side. That's the reason you're the side piece, because of shit like that. Like, thinking that that's cool. Like, oh nah, I don't give a fuck, I'm hungry and shit. I need you right now. Like, you know, and she was doing it like on IG, or it was like an IG live or something, one of them jumps where she knew the jump, she knew that motherfuckers was recording, and she was just saying it basically like, you know how they be doing little shit like that to try to like make people feel like they, you know, trying to make people feel like they make the little young girls feel like this how you supposed to have your nigga. You know, it was one of them little fat bitch 101 lessons and shit. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? He gonna tell me don't call at this time, but that's just gonna make me wanna call. Like, how the fuck up what that man got in his house because you on the side. You see what I'm saying? You on the sidelines trying to get something to eat. What? How does that sound? You young Miami, like, rich as shit. What you mean you need something to eat? Like, you see what I'm saying? That's just being a headache. You're being a full-blown headache. You a full-blown rich bitch out here. Bitch, if you don't call Uber Eats or something, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to her for her actions, but I'm just saying, like, look at the big picture of that. As that guy, how would you feel? You got Young Miami blowing you up. Thinking that's cute because she on some ratchet girl shit. Shit, And that's what they don't get. That's why they end up on the side piece, man. You know what I'm saying? Pussy good, though. You know, that's why, you know, pussy good. You can, so, you can stand on that. You know what I'm saying? That's why the nigga ain't leaving. Like I said, just with the, you'll see, like I said, I give it 10 days, 10, 8 to 10 days, you'll see they'll be back posted or her spotted somewhere. Because now you trying to look sweet. Now you looking, now she looking lame for real, because he just snatched her, even Lil Baby. Lil Baby ain't take nothing from Wanda, because that was a real relationship. Moneybag Yo, Ari, fake shit. Then if they break up, you'll see them motherfuckers will be returning cars and all. You know what I'm saying? That shit fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, there may be a little bit of something in there because, you know, good now. You know, she making all this money from here and all this money from, you know, just to walk through and clap, you know, just have 3 or 4 clapping sessions, and you know, she getting her money. You know what I'm saying? So, but ain't tripping off that. Like, I can guarantee you, and you know, and he bought Wanda a Jeep, he bought her a fucking Bentley. I seen some stupid ass girl talking about something. Oh, she better take back that $50,000 watch she got him, or some old shit like that. Girl, that car was $350,000. Like, fuck that damn watch. Nigga, you think Quavo tripping about a fucking watch? Nigga, Young Thug and Quavo and Offset and all the, man, them motherfuckers be gifting each other Bentleys and motherfucking, that nigga, like, they nigga, they buy that shit, nigga. He can get a Roly from motherfucking P from QSC next week for a fucking record or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't, you think that nigga give a fuck up? Come on, bro. Quavo like actually a icy nigga. Like, you don't think he give a fuck about a watch? That man, fuck that watch, man. Nigga, you think that watch ain't got shit on that motherfucking 350? You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Back, because now you never do shit like that off the quick. That, like I said, that shit been over. That's just, you know what I'm saying, like, after he fell out of what it was, or once they realized, like I said, that shit probably was an all around business decision, even with QC and them, like, she not working out for your image. Y'all just looking like a little ass couple that's cute, instead of like big, like how Offset and Cardi B was, like, you know what I'm saying? Because Cardi B, that's why Cardi B shot up past Offset. See, Cardi B would have never shot up past Quavo. You see what I'm saying? That's why you see Quavo be doing all the little celebrity basketball games. You see what I'm saying? Like, they was able to keep him relevant throughout the time they weren't dropping music. And just so happened at the time where he's ended all with this broad, here come the mixtape. Here come the Culture 3, or Culture 4. You see what I'm saying? Or be staged, like, man, you know, you about to be back on top of the world once these motherfucking Migos drop. You know what I'm saying? All the bitches gonna be coming anyway. You gonna break up with that bitch anyway. Or you gonna, you know what I'm saying? Might as well get the shit over with. You know what I'm saying? Get the lead. Let's get that car back ASAP. Like, that was quick as shit. That was quick as shit. And he tweeted, got my car back. Like, damn. That, like, see what I'm saying? That's because, and see, another thing about real niggas. Quavo, a real nigga. Like, he ain't no nigga that's going, they be doing shit too. You know, them niggas be on the road. Niggas, Quavo be in the hood, in the trenches and shit, like, and, or not necessarily in the trenches, but like, he be like in studios and like a hook god, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, doing hooks and choruses for people. So like, Quavo's in endless sessions that she probably not there, and then she probably been, you know what I'm saying, Quavo, you know, Atlanta small, Quavo probably been got the call of her, you know what I'm saying, and then her, of her messing around, or her doing this and that, or whatever. And he been done, you know what I'm saying? That's why, that's how you end up catching me cheating, because I ain't give a fuck no more. Usually, how it happens, you caught the nigga cheating because he didn't give a fuck no more. You thought you just caught him up, but really, he got sloppy because he ain't give a fuck no more. But you thinking in your mind, you been done gave up. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you some good shit, man. People, like, it's gonna do them all day. But if they love you, man, that shit not gonna, you know, man? You know freak of nature shit. Nature shit, like, where just, oh, shit, this bitch just came home and, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Didn't tweet about it, got my car back. He playing the game because you want to play that game. You want to put everything on social media, talking about something. That shit alone would have pissed me the fuck off. You had to be the one to claim that it's out. Claim that it's back. Like, oh yeah, what was they saying? The headlines? Oh, Swale confirms the split. Like, bitch, who the fuck is he? Probably like, man, you losing that car today. You know what I'm saying? She did it. I could put a note on her head and say she did it to herself. Talking shit. Now you ain't shit. And I ain't gonna say she ain't shit without a bill. She probably can get, like I said, she probably can get tens and thousands. She still got a pussy and still got plenty of niggas in her phone, niggas in her DMs and all that kind of shit. Like, she'll be back with a baller real fucking soon. You know? Ain't gonna be motherfucking Quavo. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big win for, because, you know what I'm saying, he gonna be around for, he gonna be a legend for a while. He gonna be already a legend. Like, he already a young legend, like, regardless. Like, he's in everything. That nigga's in everything. Every situation. He all the way, even this nigga, the nigga to pick up Bobby Smurder. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he everywhere. So it's like, come on, man. Like, you got the gang fucked up. You got the gang fucked up, man. Like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? So, clear, you know, it's not right for women to get cheated on, but this situation was different. Like, this girl, man, I think this girl fucked her own self out of the situation, and she, and then also it's just with her career. It's just like, you guys are nothing. You know what I'm saying? Cardi B dropped, come right back on the scene, smack shit out of the way. This Swale bitch won't even know about her fucking records. Like, you ain't even competing with the little, like, mulattoes and shit that's coming up right now. Like, really, like, you, I think that mulatto girl knew. She already, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, it is what it is. Part two. Appreciate it, man. Like I said, if you heard this, this is a re-record, and I added some more to it because I heard the audio was messed up. So I hope this one is good. Hope it's not going in and out and stuff like that or whatever. But yeah, you know, leave that. Thank you.